This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Every other Saturday, join us for some weekend listening as we kick back. It's more observations and reflections with a more casual vibe. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about some interesting insights and observations about people's answer to my new Habits for Happiness quiz, and I'll share my plans to revisit my happiness project from July to December. But first, something making us more happier. Elizabeth, what's making you more happier?
All right, Gretch, I'm more happier that Hollywood finally seems to be getting back in gear. So it was completely at a standstill during the writer's strike and the SAG strike. And then the strike was over and we thought, okay, now everything will pick back up. But then very quickly, it was the holidays and Hollywood totally shuts down during the holidays for an extended period of time. So now finally, I feel like things are just getting back. So like, I think I have 4 meetings this week, another several meetings next week. We're getting answers on things, input on things. Mm-hmm. So I finally feel like, okay, I can start to get back to what I would call my quote unquote normal life, whatever normal is now, which I feel like is always changing.
Right. Oh, that's good. So it feels like everything is picking back up.
Yes. And it's been a long time. I mean, I really feel like it's been since March. Anything remotely close to what I'm used to. So it's a big relief and it's definitely making me more happier and having more pep in my step.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah. How about you? What's making you more happier?
Well, this is sort of an odd thing to say that it's making me happier because in a way it's very disappointing. But as you know, I've been really, really wanting to go to Japan. I wanted to plan a big family trip to Japan and it was on my 24 for 24 list. But I finally got Jamie to sit down and talk it through with me, which we talked about that on a regular episode of Happier. Like, how did I finally get him to talk to me through
it? Tackle a topic.
Yeah, try a topic tackler. And so I feel peace and relief to get it settled because this has been something that was on my list. And it was a big, complicated bunch of questions that I was perfectly ready to tackle because I really do want to go to Japan. And we will do it. We will get there. But it just feels good to get it settled. I mean, finally, I did get him to sit down and talk about it. And he said to me, you know, I have this big new responsibility. He's the chairman of NYCHA, the New York City Housing Authority, which is this, it's not a paid job. Like somebody's the president of it, but he has a big role to play, which he's very excited about. It's a big responsibility. And he just feels like, now is not the time for a big trip. And I will say that one of the things that I've noticed about Jamie over the years is when he's very stressed out, it often takes the form of not wanting to stray too far from home, which I completely understand. It's that feeling of like, I can't be away from my desk. Like, I can't be too far out of my routine. I can't be out of reach. And so I understand that it would take this form with him, that he'd be like, I'm not in the mood to plan this really big trip right now. And so, although I really do want to go and we will go, I do feel good that it's just settled.
Yes.
It's not just pending. It's not just weighing me down. And now I can think about other things. Like, are there shorter trips we could take that he would feel more comfortable about? Because going to Japan, it's a long way to go.
And
if you're
going
to go,
yeah,
and then you want to make it worth your while. So that is really quite a long trip. Whereas maybe we would say, okay, well, let's plan 3 shorter trips or family trips. Anyway, it just changes it to a different question. And so one of the ways to get something done is to decide not to do it. And right. And so I feel a lot of satisfaction that it's settled and we will do it another time and now I can move on. So that's
so here's my question.
Good. Yeah.
Are you going to replace that on your 24 for 24 list or are you just crossing it off because you resolved it?
That is a great question because I've already crossed it off, but I think that I should replace it with another short, manageable, realistic family trip because part of the reasons that I want to travel is like, you know, now that Eliza's kind of a grown up and has work and all this, I'm like, but we could still do something as a family adventure and we could have that family adventure in a more manageable way. So I think I should replace it with something else. Okay. So that we still achieve the aim, but in a more realistic way. Yes. So I'm not, I was just going to cross it off and be like, haha, I finished that one, but now I'm going to replace it with something else. So if you know of someplace that's close, tell me, because now I have to come up with another vision, but a more manageable vision. Okay. So that's good, but that's good. And so we'll have a family adventure in a shorter framework. Okay. But that makes me happy.
All right, Gretch, coming up, there's something I've been meaning to ask you about your new quiz, but first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team. And hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Gretch, so here is what I have been meaning to ask you. You just busted out with your new habits quiz out of nowhere. I hadn't talked to you about it. I didn't know it was coming. It was a surprise. So how did this come to be? Talk about the new quiz, which is really fun to take, as all of your quizzes are.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad it seemed to you like it came out of nowhere because A, that shows me that I haven't been using you as my guinea pig so relentlessly in every single project in my life, which is good because it has been in the works for a while. Okay, so it's the Habits for Happiness quiz, and it answers the question, what's the next new habit that will make you happier? And people can take this at happiercast.com/quiz, and it's free and it's quick. And this is the reason that I did this quiz, because Elizabeth, you've seen this happen because like when we've done live events and things, people will often say to me, okay, well, what would you say? What's the next new habit that I should follow if I want to be happier? Because I've written about happiness and things like the Happiness Project. And then I wrote about habits in books like Better Than Before. So it's a very logical question. What should I do first? Because often people will have the view sort of like, there's so many things that I want to do. Like there's so many things that feel appealing to me that I feel like would make me happier. Where should I start? But of course, my answer is very, very unsatisfying, which is my answer is, Well, there is no one right answer. It depends on you. It depends on your interests, your values, your strengths, your weaknesses, your temptations, your values, all these things. So I would have to sit down, have a long conversation with you till we figured out, like, if you were going to start, what's the one that would be the one that would be most likely to make a big difference? People don't want that answer, and I don't have time to like sit down and give everybody like that. As much as I would like to, as much as my happiness bully self loves nothing more than to sit down and work through it with people, it's not practical. So then I thought, hey, I could do a quiz. So I worked with this brilliant team because I was like, oh, this thing is going to have to be like 200 questions long.
Yeah.
But if you know quiz design, there's ways to get people through a sequence where you can very quickly get them to make a lot of very... Anyway, it's kind of hard to explain, but it makes sense when you see how it works. And I had my ideas of what the things were. I have the Vital Nine, because it turns out that when you look at the habits that people want to form, they almost always fall into these nine categories. So that gave us a good starting place. And then also one of the things, and Elizabeth, did you remark on this when you took the test about how it asked you about what you would magically do? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
So it asks you if you could magically do something. And the reason that I did that is one of the things I've noticed is that often when you say to people, what do you want to do? Even with something like your 24 for 24 list, people often were already thinking about, well, what do I really want to do?
I won't be able to. And
I think this showed up in your answer, Elizabeth, which we will get to in a minute, is sometimes there's something you really want to do it and it really would make a difference to your happiness, but for some reason it's emotionally charged or feels really difficult or it's scary or it's intimidating or you've been frustrated in the past. So you almost like don't even admit it to yourself. And so you work on other things that feel more manageable or more fun, which is great. But sometimes there's something that needs to be tackled that's hard kind of to face. And so the magically takes away thinking about
the abyss.
And like the realistic effort. It's like, well, this could just magically happen. And so I think it frees people up. So Elizabeth, when I heard your answer, I was like, ooh, that's interesting. Okay, what was your response? What answer did you get?
So I got make mindful choices related to saving and investing money, which I think was perfect for me and definitely has that charged, emotionally difficult element that you're talking about. I think dealing with money is always hard.
Always hard.
And I mean, it's funny because there are so many things, even that I've talked about on the podcast, that relate to this. As I'm sure many listeners know, I've struggled with this whole will question for years now.
Okay, but side note, can I just say, I've been looking at people's 24 for 24 lists, so thank you everybody who sent them in because I find them endlessly fascinating and they reveal so much about people and whatever. Elizabeth, so many people have this on their list. You are not alone.
Yes, true.
It's something that for many people is important. So, but it is very important to you and it is something that has been weighing on you.
Yes, as well it should. So I have done something toward that. I have an email into the lawyer trying to figure out, is this done? Have we paid?
Yeah.
Where are we on this?
Yes. Right.
So that's good. So hopefully that is going to get resolved.
Gold star, right?
Another thing I did once I got this result and sort of forced myself to look at expenses and things is I canceled a membership to a club that we've kind of outgrown. It's something that made sense when Jack was younger.
Yeah.
Now it really doesn't make sense and we still belong just out of inertia. And because you go, well, what if we're going to start going all the time? But the truth is we're likely not going to, and it's not cheap. So I called them and sent a follow-up email, and I canceled that membership.
Oh, good.
Yes. And then I also canceled a couple of random subscriptions that aren't as much of a savings, but again, any savings is good.
Yeah.
And then another thing we're doing, Gretchen, which we already had on the books, and Sarah and I are doing the same thing over in Happier in Hollywood, is a no-spend February.
Yes. Right. On the idea that if you stop doing something, you're more aware of your patterns and your pitfalls, and you can kind of rethink it. Because the idea, like your result, is make mindful choices. And so it is about like, well, if I'm really spending this money and I'm getting a lot of benefit from it, then I'm mindfully choosing it. Or like with investing, like, have I signed up for my automatic deposit in like this account or whatever? It's stepping back and thinking about that. So it's interesting that it appeared on your list in some ways. So it was already on your mind, but then once you started focusing on it, then there were more things that you quickly came up with.
Yeah. And I'm sure if I, as time goes on, I'll find more ways to think about saving and investing money. I mean, look, this is a lifelong topic, but
yes, it is.
But yeah, right now it's something I should think about. So the quiz worked really well for me, and I'm dying to hear what other people get.
Yes.
Did you take it for yourself?
Yeah, it's always funny because I always take my own quizzes and I'm always like, huh, I didn't know that I would get the result. It's funny. Somehow I always expected I would know the answer, but why would I? So mine, this was really interesting. It was boost your sense of creativity and play by developing a new interest or skill. And this is interesting because, you know me, I have this thing where I love familiarity and mastery. So I tend to do more of what I already know how to do and what I'm good at. But I did have this idea of wanting to get into watercolor because, as Eleanor once told me, she goes, it's a very forgiving medium, meaning that it can look good even if you're not very skillful, which is what I felt like I needed. And so I sort of dipped my toe into this, but I really want to keep it up in 2024. And one of the things I realized is I do need accountability for this because, like, I signed up for this online course and I was very excited and I signed up for it, but then I haven't even started it. So do I schedule it? And if I did schedule it, what would the right time be to schedule it? So listen, this is where you need to be my happiness bully and do it.
We'll have to do a check-in in a couple of months.
Well, and this is the great thing. And we talked about this, I don't know, a couple of months ago, where is if you announce that you're doing something, if you put something out there, often it's like if the student is ready, the teacher appears or other people contribute or they get involved. So I said this and then a friend of mine heard it and was like, hey, I'm wanting to do this too. I signed up for this class. Do you want to take it? And we can check in with each other. And I was like, yes, I do. So that class that was like an hour and 39 minutes. So I did that class. But she and I are going to check in with each other. And I put it on my 24 for 24 list and that I'd want to do the 12 watercolors. And it's part of the Happiness Project Revisited for my month of play. So I feel like I've got all these different touch points, but in the end, I just have to stay on it. And so I hope all these things that I've done it, because what the quiz revealed is that for me, my sense is having this new skill in my life would really add a new element. And I really do think that, like my friend was saying, like, oh, when I travel, I like to sketch. And I was like, oh my gosh, that just sounds so lovely. Like, I love the idea of like, oh, I go to Japan and I bring my little pan of watercolors and I do a beautiful watercolor. Like, that sounds amazing to me.
I'm picturing Winston Churchill sitting out on his lawn.
Yes, he painted in oils. Yes, but no, and he wrote a beautiful book called Painting as a Pastime, which I should reread, actually, because he talks about like matching the colors and how everybody, especially people who work with words, it's like a beautiful thing. Yeah, he did. I mean, he was doing stuff in World War II. He only painted one painting, I think, in World War II, but he did manage one. And I should reread that. Anybody who's interested in painting as a pastime should read that little book by Winston Churchill. I didn't even think of that, Elizabeth. Okay, yeah. Okay, so you're going to work on yours. I'm going to work on mine. We're going to hold each other accountable, check in, and it's going to be amazing. More happier.
Okay, and Gretch, so what people have been taking the quiz, what are the most common results?
Okay, so these are the top results right now. And so people keep taking it, and I'm curious to see if these hold or if this is like ever changing. So boost your energy through regular movement. Make mindful choices to spend money on valuable experiences. Boost your sense of creativity and play by cultivating an existing interest. So that's related to what I have, but slightly different. So these are nuanced, right?
Yes.
They're not all exact. Deepen your relationships by making regular connection. Create calm by clearing out unwanted items or tasks. So, I mean, all of these sound great, right? Like all of these are like, so all these would be great. But I think it's the idea is that it gives somebody a place to start. And what is really exciting is that now that people have started to get their answers, I've heard from a lot of people saying like, oh, wow, the answer really did ring true. Like, this is really true for me. Like, here's one from Liz. She said, not you, Liz, a different Liz. She said, I recently took your new Habits for Happiness quiz, and the result was to consider a habit that would deepen my sense of purpose through a regular practice of reflection. This was spot on. In fact, after taking the quiz, I found a journal entry from October 2021 in which I wrote, "To help me find more purpose and connection, I will focus on looking at and reflecting on my own values." It's exactly the same.
Wow.
This is obviously something I've been meaning to do for a long time, and your quiz, along with your deeper dive prompts, identifying my patron saints, working on a list of my personal commandments, etc., are inspiring me to really commit to exploring my values and developing daily practices to support them. So this was really exciting to me, where it's like, these are ringing true. Like, these answers feel right. My answer felt very right for me. Your answer felt very right for you. So that's exciting, because when you create a quiz, you always think like, is this going to hit the mark? Is anybody going to feel like this really resonates? And so it seems like it is. So people take the quiz. Tell me how you find your result. I'm fascinated.
You are the quiz queen, Gretch.
I'm the quiz queen.
All right. What is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay, well, again, if you're starting a new habit and you want to track it, maybe it's the habit related to your quiz result or not, remember that if you use the Happier app, there's all kinds of ways to do habit tracking, like don't break the chain, or you can use the photo log. It's personalized, so you can download the Happier app in the App Store, and it's really great if you're trying to keep track of a habit that's important to you.
All right, excellent. Gretch, coming up, I am going to ask you about the Happiness Project Revisited. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Gretch, I love eating sandwiches, like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use Happier at checkout. That's Happier at hero.co.
Okay, Gretch, so recently we talked about what you're doing for the Happiness Project Revisited for the first half of the year. And I've been meaning to ask you what you're doing in the second half of the year. So go through the months for us and the themes and like the specific things that you're doing.
Yeah. Some of the things I've already started to do because I simply could not resist and wait for the month. But so July's creativity, which dovetails perfectly with what we were just talking about. So one of them is I want to do a month of watercolor every day because I feel like sometimes when you do something every day, it locks in a different way. And you know me, I love to do things every single day. Because for me, the problem is going to be the time. Like, how do I make sure that I do this consistently? One thing that I'm doing is I keep inspiration photos in my phone. I have an album of watercolor inspiration. So when I see something that I think, ooh, that might be a cool thing to do with watercolor. So that's one of the things I'm going to do for creativity. One is maybe write a children's book, a picture book. This is something that I've been playing with.
That's fun.
Yeah. And, you know, I love children's books and picture books. I mean, you know, a long time ago, I did my color pilgrimage. I mean, I worked so hard on my color pilgrimage. And you remember how I was about color?
Yeah.
That thing is just languishing. So I'm like, okay, dust it off and see if there's anything to be done with it. Just even if I turn it into a PDF or something. I don't know. I feel like I need to turn it into something.
Yeah, Gretch, I was thinking about you the other day because I was studying the color wheel and I was thinking about your love of the color wheel.
Oh my gosh, I love a color wheel. I mean, what is more beautiful than a color wheel? Oh, I should put that on my 24 for 24, my list of 24 things that delight me. Because just as I love the periodic table of the elements, I love a color wheel. Okay. All right. So that's done.
Okay, Gretch. So August is love. What are you doing for love?
Okay. So I really want to really be consistent about always getting up to say hello and goodbye to Jamie every time he comes and goes from the apartment. I want to be equally as enthusiastic as Barnaby. That's my standard. I also want to respond immediately to his texts and emails. Now, I will say Jamie does not respond to my texts and emails, but that's not just me. Often people in his life will say, have you noticed that Jamie doesn't respond to texts and emails? And I say, yes, in fact, I have noticed that. It is no shade on you. That's just his way. But I know that he very much appreciates it when I respond immediately. So out of love, I will choose to do that. Just nice. Because I know that's good. And then, you know, I was going to do, we were going to meditate together because he was getting into meditation. We were going to do it together. But then it turned out that he kind of wanted to do it when he wanted to do it, whether or not I was around. So that one kind of went by the wayside.
Okay, Gretchen, September is work.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, for many years, I've had this thing of wanting to do review, which is a kind of reading where I evaluate the books that I, all these thousands of books that I have. And so it's on my 24 for 24 list, but I'm also putting in the Happiness Project Revisited because I really want to make sure it gets done. So I'm doing that every Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to do review. So even if I haven't been doing it so far, when I'm in September, I will absolutely do it because there I'm doubling down. I want to make sure that I'm starting to work outside my office. For years, I would work in the New York Society Library, which is right near my house, which I love, or like in a coffee shop or whatever. And I loved that. And now I've really gotten into the habit of only working at my desk. And I feel like I want to get out in the world and just get out and about. So grab my laptop and work, you know, elsewhere, right outside my office. And then I want to keep learning about and experimenting with AI. I'm very intrigued by the possibilities of AI, and it's changing very fast. So I want to keep exploring it and experimenting with it.
Okay, those are all very good. Okay, Gretch, October, mindful investment. Speaking of investment.
Yes, I want to do a better job of recording any kind of doctor's appointments or test results. Like I was going to do it in a notebook because I always want to like write something down in a notebook, but I realize it's actually much better to do it in a document where I can search and where I can read it more easily and where I can get it on my phone. But I really want to be much better about recording things. I want to do 24 days of policy because it's 2024. And so they don't have to be consecutive, but I want to go to lectures and book talks, anything related to policy or commentary, because I loved 30 Days of Culture so much. So 24 days of policy is going to be sort of a new angle on that. And then I also want to eliminate food waste. We waste food, and I just want to really focus on how we can do a better job of not wasting food.
So to be clear, mindful investment doesn't necessarily have to do with investing. It's just how you want to spend your time.
Yes, your time and your money. Yeah. Right. How are you investing your time, money, energy into something? Right. So this is something where it could go in a lot of different, all of them can go in a lot of different directions, but that's how I'm doing it.
Okay, and November is meaning.
Meaning. So that's more of your purpose. So I want to get involved in an organization that supports a cause I believe in. So I want to find that outlet. I also want to give blood. I used to not be able to give blood because Jamie had hepatitis C, but now I can give blood. So I want to give blood. That's a very simple way to do it. I've already signed up to be an organ donor, but that's a very easy way to support a cause. I want to imitate a spiritual teacher. And so every summer I do like the summer of Proust or the summer of Virginia Woolf or the summer of rereading. So I'm going to do the summer of Abraham Lincoln. I'm very excited about that. I don't know nearly as much as I should about Abraham Lincoln. And I'm very interested in his ability to communicate to all different kinds of people. And so imitate a spiritual teacher. I want to stay connected to transcendent ideals. And I think going to the Met every day is the way that I do that in my everyday life, because I feel that is a very transcendent experience for me. And it's something that happens every day. So that's very valuable. I want to do a month of good deeds where I'm really like trying to do a good deed every day. And here's something, Elizabeth. Okay, I haven't figured out how to put this into action. Okay, so when I was coming up with the four tendencies, all of a sudden the word expectation just rang in my mind. And it was just this huge, it was just this word. I was like, oh my gosh, this word is so important. And indeed, it did turn out to be important. So I had a very similar experience a couple of weeks ago, and the word was neighbor. And I was like, this is the key idea, neighbor. Won't you be my neighbor? And then, you know, like that Outkast song, like, lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor. I was like, neighbor, 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 neighbor. And so anyway, I'm like, what do I do with this word neighbor? I do not know. But it feels like it has all this weight to me, but not yet revealed. So, but that happened to me with expectations. So I'm hoping that an epiphany will follow beyond just that word. Anybody have any thoughts? Like, you know, do some free association on the, it's such a powerful word, right?
Yes. And neighbors can be so powerful.
And neighbors can
be
so powerful.
Or they can be nothing. You know, it's an idea that sort of both practical and as you say, transcendent.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned for more on the concept of neighbor.
Yeah.
And then finally, Gretchen, December. And the subject for December is onward.
It's onward. So that's kind of like a wrap up where I will reflect, refine, think about what was working, what I've learned, what I want to take forward. And so, and that's big. Like, I think sometimes, like, when we just charge forward, we don't take time to reflect and refine. So December is that time to see what I've learned, think about what I've learned, do the ta-da list, and also think about how to keep going forward with it as well.
Okay, well, that's great. And by the way, Sarah and I on Happier in Hollywood are doing a monthly segment, the Happiness Project Revisited, because Sarah's doing it. So
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so every month we're going to check in with her about how all of this is going.
Oh, I mean, I cannot get enough of that.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, what is our quotation this week?
This comes from Claire Tomlin's memoir, A Life of My Own. She wrote, "One thing I have learned is that while I used to think I was making individual choices, now, looking back, I see clearly that I was following trends and general patterns of behavior, which I was about as powerless to resist as a migrating bird or a salmon swimming upstream."
Something we can all relate to, I think.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I'm feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Gretchen, you know who else loves to paint is Howard Stern.
No.
Yes, he's very into painting. And
what,
I think
what
it's
does he
very
use?
Good. You know, I'm not sure what his medium is. I don't know if it's oils, maybe. But he takes it very seriously. So this is a thing.
Okay. Go figure. From the Onward Project.